Daf Mem Zayin. So we got to the last line of Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara had been discussing the machlokas, whether we apply hoyel or not. We related this to the halachas of undoing a neder, and we also related it, undoing hafrash shechala. We also related it to the hoyel of bishul b'yantif l'shabbos with respect to guests who might come. So now the Gemara is extending this concept of hol to other areas of halacha as well. So the Gemara says the last line of mem vavam beis, esivei lechem apanim. It came to baking lechem apanim. The way it worked was they'd bake it erev Shabbos and it'd be on the shulchan until the following Shabbos. So that would be there for a total of 9 days. So that's a typical case. So the Gemara goes on in Maseches Menachos to list the various ranges of days that the lechem apanim could be on the shulchan. So nechal, the classic case. I go nechal letisha laasara ulaachadasar. The lechem apanim could be eaten anywhere between 9 and 11 days from being baked. Lo pachos lo yoser, no less than 9 days, no more than 11 days. How so? Ketzad kedarko letisha. The typical case is 9 days. It's nef of erev Shabbos. It's baked erev Shabbos and nechal b'Shabbos letisha. It's eaten the following Shabbos, which is 9 days later. It's right. It's baked erev Shabbos. That's a Friday. So by the next Friday, that's already day 8, right? Because 7 days is Thursday. So Thursday is day 7, Friday is day 8, and Shabbos is day 9. So that's a typical case, 9 days it's eaten. If, however, Chal Yomtiv Lios Be'erev Shabbos, if Yomtiv falls out on a Friday, so you can't bake it on Yomtiv that case, so you bake it on Thursday beforehand, so it's Thursday to the following Shabbos, that ends up being Nechal LeShabbos LeAsara. And the third scenario is Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is a Thursday and a Friday. So now you have to push the baking off until Wednesday, bring it earlier Wednesday. From Wednesday until the following Shabbos, that ends up being Nechal Shabbos L'Chadasar. The Fisha Ein Doche L'As Shabbos L'As Yamtiv. It can't push off the baking. It doesn't push off Shabbos, nor can it push off Yamtiv. Now, just an interesting case here. Rashi raises the question, the scenario of Rosh Hashanah, 2 day Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah is a Thursday and a Friday, that means Shabbos is Tzom Gedalia. That's the third. That means the following Shabbos is the 10th, which is Yom Kippur. How do you eat on Yom Kippur? You can't eat on Yom Kippur. How does that work out? So he says two scenarios. One scenario is, when we're talking about 2 day Yantar Rosh Hashanah, they didn't know exactly when the Edom would come. So they kept Thursday as Rosh Hashanah just in case it was Yantar, but they didn't come until later. So it ended up being Thursday was actually the 30th day of Elul. Day one was really Friday. But they kept both of Rosh Hashanah because they weren't sure. So when day one is Friday, day two is Shabbos, the following Shabbos is day 9. Yom Kippur is on a Sunday. So that's the way it would fall out. The Shabbos would actually be the 9th, not the 10th. It wouldn't be an issue. Alternatively, says, Einach Hanami, let's say it's a full 2 day Rosh Hashanah, and the following Shabbos is Yom Kippur. You wouldn't eat it in Yom Kippur, but you eat it Matz Yom Kippur, because you could eat Lechem Panim day and the following night. So those are the two scenarios how they deal with it. Either way, the Mishnah says in Menachos that you cannot bake the Lechem Panim not on Shabbos nor on Yantiv. So Gemara raises the question, V Amris, if you're going to say, Yamris Tzurche Shabbos, Nasim B'Yamtiv, that the needs of Shabbos can be baked on Yom Tov. We've been discussing that Machlokas Rabba Rav Chissa yesterday, you can cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos according to one opinion. They made it Gzeira, you shouldn't, but because of a Erev Tavshilim, but if you're really allowed to cook from Shabbos, from Yom Tov, for Tzorche Shabbos, so my lo dacha Yom Tov. If a Yom Tov falls out on Friday, why can't you cook on Friday to be able to eat Shabbos the following Shabbos? Isn't that Tzorche Shabbos that's cooked on Yom Tov? So Gemara says, Amrlei, Shvus Krova Hitiru, Shvus Rechoka Lo Hitiru. They only allowed you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It was Mamish right there, Krova. It was the next day. But to cook from Yom Tov to a Shabbos, it's a whole week later, that's called a Shvus Rechoka. That was not allowed. That's a Gzer. Remember, the issue of cooking to Yom Tov to Shabbos is only a Gzer Midirbanan. Midiraisa, you can cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. They're concerned if I could cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, I might think you could cook from Yom Tov to Chol. They made a Gzer, it's a Shvus. However, they were uprooted the Shvus if you have Erev Tavshilim, and also it's a Shvus Krova, Shabbos is the very next day. But once Shabbos is a whole week later, that was not part of the Heter. So it's not a violation. This does not go against the concept of Tzorche Shabbos being Doche Yantar. So Gemara says, okay, so you're allowed to push off only a Shvus Krova, not Shvus Krova, not Shvus Rechoka. Ule Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Damar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan, Doche Se Yantif, Veino Doche Se Yom Hatzon, Michael Meimer. He says, actually, that you are allowed to bake on Yom Tov, and you just can't bake on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's no heter ochel nefesh, because you can't eat, so you certainly can cook on Yom Kippur. But on a regular Yom Tov, he says you're allowed to, actually, you can cook on Yom Tov. I'm not sure how to phrase the question exactly, but the Gemara just kind of sets up that although, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you actually can bake on Yom Tov Friday for the following Shabbos Lechem Hamnei, you can do this. So Gemara just points out there's a very important fundamental machlokas. Ma'ik lemeimar, b'ha pligi. The machlokas is, mar savar shvus krova hetiru, shvus rechoka lo hetiru. The way we initially discussed in the beginning of the Mishnah, that we only allow shvus krova when Shabbos is the next day, can you cook on Yom Tov, but not a shvus rechoka. But according to the other opinion, Mar Savar, which is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Askan, Mar Savar, Shvus Rechoka Nami Hitiru, which means you can bake on Yom Tov Friday for a whole other week later, he allowed for that. So that's just an important machlokas. Gemara now says along the same lines. Mas Rav Meri, Shtei Halechem. Shtei Halechem is the carbon that's brought on which day? Shuas. Shuas, they have Shtei Halechem. So the din of Shtei Halechem is Ein Nechalas, Lo Lepachos Mishnaim, Lo Yoser Al Shlosha. Don't eat it no less than 2 days, no more than 3 days. In other words, you're either eating it on the second day if it's been baked or the third day it's been baked. How so? Ketzad. Nefos Erev Yom Tov. In a typical case, let's say, I don't know, Shavuos is a Wednesday. So you cook Erev Yom Tov on a Tuesday, so you eat it on the next day, Wednesday. That's day two. It's baked Tuesday, you eat it on Yom Tov Wednesday, that's day two. So again, Ketzad, Nefos Erev Yom Tov, Nechalos Yom Tov L'shaim. You eat it the next day, that's the second day. Chal Yom Tov Lios Acha Shabbos. If Yom Tov, if Shavuos falls out on a Sunday, so you can't cook it the day before. You can't bake it the day before on Shabbos, so you bake it 2 days before Friday. So it's baked Friday, and it's eaten Sunday, which is Shavuos. So Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Sunday is day three. So again, Chal Yom Tov Lios Acha Shabbos. Nechalas Yom Tov L'shoshi. You eat it on Yom Tov, which is the third day. L'fi She'eino Doch Es Los HaShabbos V'lo Es HaYom Tov. The baking of Shei Lechem are not doche Shabbos, nor is it doche Yom Tov. Now, Iyamis, if you say Tzarech Shabbos, Nasin B'Yom Tov, if you say in general, you could cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so then Hashta to Shabbos, B'Yom Tov Shari, that which is for Shabbos can be cooked on a Yom Tov. In other words, I could cook, when Yom Tov falls out on Friday, I could cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so then the Yom Tov, B'Yom Tov Mibai, so shouldn't I be able to bake the Shei Lechem on Yom Tov itself, on Shavuos itself? If Shavuos is on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, let me bake on that day and eat that day. Let it be eaten on day one of baking. Why do you have to bake the lechem, Shei Lechem beforehand? Again, if on a regular case I could bake from Yom Tov itself to Shabbos, certainly I should be able to cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov itself. Why are you making us bake prior to Yom Tov on Erev Yom Tov? That's the question. So Gemara says that Shiny Hasam, there it's different when it comes to the carbon seaborne. Damar Kar, the Pasuk says, Lachem, Lachem L'Gavoa. The heter of a heter Ochel Nefesh, the Pasuk says, Lachem, that you can only cook it for you, for yourself, for your own personal use, but you cannot use it for L'Gavoa, for Kachem, for Tzarchei Gavoa. That's the exclusion. So that's why you have to bake the Shei Lechem, Erev Yom Tov. Ule Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Damar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan, Docha Zi Yom Tov. He felt that you can bake actually on Yom Tov itself. So according to him, you could bake on Shavuos and eat on Yom Tov. So how's he going to, what's the drasha lachem? He can't use lachem l'gavoa because he thinks that you can actually bake l'gavoa. So what does he do with the word lachem? Again, ma'ayik l'meymar. Savrla ka'abashol, tamar lachem, lachem l'lo nachrim. Lachem includes that you can only serve yourself, but you cannot serve a goy. You can't feed them. It becomes a big shayla. If you're having, let's say, not, doesn't happen often, but if you're having a non-Jew over for a Yom Tov meal, it's more a problem than having a non-Jew over for a Shabbos meal. Sometimes a co-worker wants to see what a Shabbos meal is like. They want to see what a Yom Tov meal is like. So not getting involved with other details, but in terms of the baking element, there's no problem of having them for a Shabbos meal because I'm not cooking on Shabbos. But for Yom Tov, I might add more food for them, and that's a problem. I could cook for myself and for my family, not for them. So you can't have a nachi over in Yom Tov because lachem v'lo nachem. But according to him, he does not have the drasha lachem v'lo lagavoa. You can cook the gavoa. So this is another machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lachem versus lachem v'lo lagavoa. So Gemara now says shalach le Rav Chista le Rabba biyad Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. So Rav Chista sent a message in the hands of Rav Acha. He sent a message to Rabba the following shaila. Mi Arminin Hoyel, is Hoyel really acceptable? Psak, Rabba said yesterday that we learned that he says Hoyel, since it's possible that guests might come, you could cook in Yom Kippur Malchus for cooking from Yom Tov to Chol. So do you really hold of Hoyel? Look at this mission. It's a mission in Maseches Makos. Vatnan, Yesh Choresh Telm Echad, a person could plow one row in the field. V'chayav Malav Aleh Mishum Shmonin. Lavin. You could violate 8 different lavin for one maisa harisha. So what are the 8 lavin? Hacharish, b'shor, v'chamor. Number one is you have 2 different animals. That's a form of kalayim. V'hein mukdashim. And the animals are hektesh, the karbanos. That's the second one. who climb the Karen, this climb the Karen themselves is a vineyard mixed with wheat, let's say. That's a third one. And it's Shviz, it's Shemitah, and you can't work the land during Shemitah. And it's Yantif, it's a fourth one, you can't do Melach on Yantif. And it's a Kohen and a Nazir at the same time, a base Atumah, and it's also a base Akraros. So now a Kohen and a Nazir both can be with Tommy Mason, that's a total of eight Lavin. Fine. Let's just clarify some of the pieces here. Now, in terms of Shemitah, Rashi Tosa points out here, look at Tosa's Mem Zayin and Mabez, Ushvius, Leman Damar Per Kama Demoid Katam, Charish Bishvius Einaloka. There's a machlokas whether plowing during Shemitah year is violating an Isser or getting Malkos. There's an opinion that there's no Malkos. So, how can you say you're being Charish in Shemitah and getting Malkos? So, he says that you have to say, according to that man Damar, Moki Hach Mishum. Not just softening the ground, but you're actually digging up the ground to cover the seeds. That's a form of Zoreya. Zoreya, according to all opinions, is Chai Malkus by Shemitah. It's only Machlokus by Chorish. It's a different type of Charisha that actually accomplishes a Zriya. Another question they point out in terms of the eight Lavim, the Ritva asks in Malkus, what about Petach Hamor? Why don't you say it's also a donkey, it's a petach hamor, and you can't use a petach hamor for avoda, so there's a machlokas whether or not there's a iser lav when it comes to a petach hamor when you work the land. So there's an opinion of the Chacham that you can get hana from them, and therefore he doesn't think it's a violation. This cannot be included as one of the lavim, because there's no violation of hana from a donkey. Now a second point, the Shah Gazari asks the question, how do you have a case of a Nazir Tameh that's chayv two separate lavim for being Metameh Meis. A boy is born as a Kohen. So that's an Isser for him to be Metameh Meis. Now he's Makabal himself to be a Nazir. So, but ain't Isser Chal Isser. So how do you have a second Isser Chal on top of that? So the Shah Gazari says, based on the Gemara Nazir, there's a special exception when it comes to Nazir. The Nazir does have a Yesh Isser Chal Isser when it comes to a Nazir Tameh that takes upon himself a Nazir. Then he has a bit of a fancy territory, which we're not going to go into, which he says b'derech chadochak, but the simple answer is yesh iser chal iser when it comes to nazirus. Either way, there are eight lavim in total when a person could plow through a field on yantif and shemitah and so on and so forth. So what's the question? So Gemara says, now e amrin, if you say two lines down in mem zayin beis, if you want to say hoyel, that hoyel is a word, it's a concept, acharisha lo lechayif. You shouldn't be chayif in charisha, why not? Hoyel v'chazi lekisui dam tzipur. Because let's say a person shechted, it's yantif, he shechted a bird. We know when it comes to a chai and oaf, you have to cover the blood. There's a mitzvah kisei dam. When it comes to a behema, a domesticated animal like a cow or sheep, there's no mitzvah kisei dam. But by a chai and oaf, there is a mitzvah kisei dam. You shecht a chicken, you shecht a deer, which is a chaya, so you have to do kisei dam. So it is shayach that since I plow, but it's shayach to do a mitzvah of doing kisei dam, that's not a violation. Because asay, Dochalosa, the assay of Kisei Adam is Docha the Los assay of Harisha, so there's no love there. So even though right now I may not have a Dam Tzipor that I shechted, but Hol, it's a possibility, and therefore I can have Assay Dochalos assay. Why do you say Hoyel? That's a possibility. So Gemara says, Amre Papa, Barshmo, Bavanim, Mirkuzalos. We're not talking about dirt where you plow that can be used for Kisei Adam, it's rocks that can't be used for Kisei Adam, and therefore it's not a possibility. But Inach Hanami, had it been a dirt, which is classic dirt, which could have been used for Kisei Dam, in a Hanami, you would erase that from the list here. Harisha would not be subject to an Isser. So the Gemara then says, okay, but Ruis Lakochan. But even if you're talking about these rocks that are hard, Bavanim Mukuzalos, which are not Roy for Kisei Dam, you could still grind them. I could take the rocks and crush them into dirt, and then that dirt can be used for Kisei Dam. And the Gemara says, Ketisha B'yamtif Mishari, you can't do Ketisha on Yantif. And the Rishon point out, so Harisha can't be done Yantav either. So what do we say by Harisha? Asi docha los asay. The Harisha, the asay of Kisadam is docha the los asay of Harisha. So why don't you say the same thing? The mitzvah asay of Kisadam is docha the iser of Kedisha, which is toche, which is grinding. So they point out, Rabbeinu David says, asi docha los asay, it's only be'idna, the Gemara says, at the same time. For example, tzitzis on the shatnez beged, kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis, be'idna, this man be violating the iser of shatnez, it happened at the same time. Or the other case, the Gemara says in Shabbos, if a boy has a nega teras makom mila, you do mila, the mitzvah mila is doche, the losesei of removing a teras, because it's be'idna at the same time. But the kadisha, the grinding, I need to put in a grinding something. It's not at the same time I'm covering. So I'm doing the grinding, then after the fact, acharkach, then I'm going to do the mitzvah kisadam. It's not at the same time, so you cannot apply ase dochalos ase by the kadisha. So since, again, we're talking about bavanim mukrosalos, which are not shayach to have to use for kisadam, we don't apply asido chalotase, and it makes sense why there's a lav here. So Gemara says, well, still, ru'uyos lekochen klachayat, I could still circumvent the problem. Granted, I can't grind these rocks in a typical way. But I could do it with shinoi, whatever the shinoi might be. I could do it, I don't know, with my legs or whatever, some type of utensil that's a shinoi. And a shinoi is not an iser daraisa, so then that would be another, then that would not result in any lav. So let me do that. And then I'll have the mitzvah of kisadam available to me if I do the kedisha of klachayat. So the Gemara says, oh, but sumer, talking about like big boulders. You can't do kedisha the boulder. I can't grind the boulder. It's not possible. So that's the case here. So we're talking about tsumas, big boulders, and since you can't do kisadam, the harish is really a lav, and you have the eight lavim to go with here. Gemara says, tsunma, we're talking about like really big boulders. I'm plowing over boulders. Tsunma barzria, could you plant on tsunma, on boulders, on hard rock? Certainly not. The whole point we're talking about here is, you know, there's a kerem here, there's a vineyard you're plowing in order to plant. We're talking about just rocks and solid boulders. You can't even talk about this. It's not shayach to talk about charish, not shayach to talk about zriya or anything like that. Gemara says, no, it's tsunma milamala vafer tichach milamata. The top layer is rocks, boulders, but beneath it is afer tichach, softer. So we are on top. The tsunma is not shayach for kisadam, but in terms of growing, since it's afer tichach below, it's shayach to call charisha. Now that question is a strange question, Gemara says. So tepik lemishum afer tichach. So now once we're talking about afer tichach, so afer tichach is shayach to do kisadam with afer tichach there. Once it's not just solid boulders, but there's dirt there, so then okay. So the boulders you can't use for kisadam, but the afer tichach that's there you can use for kisadam, and goes back to square one. The mitzvah say of kisadam should be docha the lav here in the first place. So Gemara scratches the whole discussion, and not the whole discussion, but says it's not no rocks here. No rocks is all dirt. However, ela amar bar Ravashi betina. We're talking about tina, very wet, muddy dirt. That's what we're talking about here. And you can't do kisadam with the clumps of mud. It doesn't work. You have to have dirt, not clumps of mud. So Gemara says, if it's talking about muddy, swampy waters and the dirt, betina barzria, could you plant in that area? That you could talk about a kerem if it's just like swamps and dirt and mud. And Gemara says, we're talking about bimasunasa. So masunasa is somewhere in between. It's not swamps, but it's not dry dirt. It's some type of mud whereby you can plant in the area, but it's too clumpy to use for kisadam. So we already knocked out, so kisadam is in shayach, but it is roi for zriya. If it's roi for zriya, we could talk about harisha, and this is a case of harisha of eight different lavim. But we're able to say that ein hachanami, if it were to be fit for kisadam, we would apply ho'il, and there's no lav. But since there is no possibility of kisadam with this muddy ground, so kisadam isn't relevant, and you have the eight lavim. Fine. Okay, the Gemara now says as follows. Now, interesting question, by the way. The Rav Yonah Sa'aibshi asks the question. He says, why is one violating Zareya when it comes to this case of Yantif here? The person plans to climb. We spoke about the case here. A guy is going through with plowing with the climb here. Climb, in the end of the day, is kilkel. Why is it kilkel? Because when you make climb, it's asr bana. If it's asr bana, that should be kilkel. That shouldn't be a mlacha. It has to be a tikkun. It can't be a kilkel. So if I plow, climb on Shabbos, I'm making an isser na, that should not be subject to an isser lav. So Rav Yonah Sa'aibshi says two things. He says, number one is, we're talking about a case where it's during Shemitah as well. During Shemitah, I don't own it. Even though it's my property, I don't own it during Shemitah. And there's a concept, ein adam osa davar sheinu shelo. You can't aser that which is not yours. So according to Rav Yonah Sa'aibshi, I don't know in general about the Zerayim and Kalayim during Shemitah, but he says there is no creation of Kalayim, of Isra, not at least Kalayim during Shemitah, because I don't own it. I have no right to aser your property. I can't do this. So there's no Isra, not when it comes to Shemitah in that regard, and therefore, since there's no Isra, not, it's not called a Kilkel, and it would be subject to the Isra of a Kalayim during Shemitah. That's answer one. Answer two, he says, the definition of Kilkel versus Tikkun is not based on my personal use, it's based on in general. In general, when a person does a harisha, so when the two plants come together, that's called a tikkun. You've accomplished something. Now, granted, for me personally, there's an isser na. The klai might be aser bana, but in the end of the day, that's called, globally, that's referred to as a davar tikkun, and therefore, it is subject to a set of malchus. That's what Yomisha Abshut answers. Okay, let's go by here now. Gemara says around 10 lines down in Mem Zayin Beis, or Eisve. Eisve Abai asks the question, HaMevasha Gid HaNasha, b'chalav, so you're cooking the meat, the ginanasha, which is from an animal, the meat, b'chalav, in milk. And it's a yantif. V'ochla, one eats it, loka, chamesh, you get five different sets of malchus. Loka, mishum, mevasha, gid, b'yantif. One is bishul yantif. Number two, Lokamishim ochel gira. You ate girnasha, which is a deraisa. That's the second one. For lokamishim mevasha bas bechav. You now violated bishul bas bechav, which is a third iser. For lokamishim ochel bas bechav. You also ate it. That's a fourth one. For lokamishim havara, and you also you had a fire going on there. So now you have five different isurim there of this case. Now, if you say, just a side point for a moment, there's a discussion. The Rambam writes that if one only gets malchus for eating bas b'chalava and for cooking bas b'chalava, but one who gets hana from bas b'chalava and doesn't eat it doesn't get malchus. Okay? So the Ramban argues, Ramban says one who gets hana from bas b'chalava does get malchus. So that's an important machlokas. Is there malchus for hana of bas b'chalava? So the Shvus Yaakov quotes from here, he brings a riot from the Rambam, that if it's true that one gets malchus for hana from bas b'chalav, they should have added here a sixth set malchus for getting hana, right? You got hana from the bas b'chalav here as well. And the fact they don't list hana, malchus for hana from bas b'chalav must be that there's no malchus for hana of bas b'chalav. To which they respond that no. The only time it's even a discussion of malchus from bas b'chalav, hana from bas b'chalav, is if there's no achila as well. But if there's achila and also hana, so hana is subsumed under the malchus of achila. The only time you could talk about malchus of hana is if it's in a vacuum without there being an achila. A guy sold his bas b'chalav for a profit. That's hana. Is there malchus? Is there no malchus? That's a shaila. But this case is where the guy is also eating it. So once he's eating, you can't even talk about a set of malchus for hana as well. So therefore, they refute this raya to that particular case. Either way, we have five sets of malchus here for being mevashel gid hanasha b'chalav b'yamtif. So Gemara asks a question. The Amrin and Hoyel, if we say Hoyel is a concept, Havara lo lechayev, you shouldn't be chayev on the fifth lav, a burning. Why? Hold the chazi le tzarcha. Granted, I shouldn't be put on the fire for cooking bishul, bas b'chalav, and all the other yisurim. But in Hoyel, if I need the fire for myself, so that's a possibility, I need the fire to cook something that's mutter to be eaten, that should at least neutralize that lav of Havara. And the Gemara says, you're right, ein achanami. Amr le apik. Havara va'ayil gidhanasha shel nevela. So let's exclude Havara. Havara is not a problem since a hoyel that protects the guy from malchus because he could have used it for himself. But let's add in, it's not a gidhanasha of just stam a cow, it's a gidhanasha of a cow that wasn't shechted properly, it's a nevela. So now we're going to throw on top of that the iser nevela as the fifth iser. So now v'hatani, the problem is, hatani Rebichir comments on this scenario, lokenstein al achilaso v'shelosh al bishulo. When you rack up the five different lavim, he says, two of them are because of achila, three of them are because of bishul. Now, iisa shalosh al achilas mibarli. Now, if you're adding in the iser initially, he says, it should be clear here, there are two for eating and three for cooking. So the two for eating initially was eating the bas b'chalav and eating gidanasha. The three for cooking was bishul yantif, was bishul bas b'chalav and havara, which is kind of like bishul. But now we're placing havara with eating nevela. So there really are three isurim of achila, which are again bas b'chalav, gidanasha and nevela, but the Rebbe Chiya had this brisa that only three are for bishul, two for eating, but now we're saying three are for eating and only two are for bishul, so that can't make sense. So Gemara says, Ela apik havara, let's remove this havara from the list, v'ayil atse muksa. We're going to include atse muksa, wood that is muksa. So this is a very important Gemara, because the Gemara says, Amr le muksa deraisi. Muksa is deraisa. You get malchus for violating muksa. We all know it's derban. We all know the Gemara and Shabbos talk about the different stages of this was muksa. They asked this, they mastered this, and back and forth. It's not deraisa. So you tell me muksa is deraisa? I'm lay in. Yes, deraisa. Dichsiva v'ya b'yom ha'shishi v'chinu es ha'she yaviyu. That you have to prepare on the sixth day, Friday, that which you need. That which is not prepared, that which is not huchan, that which is not muchan, which muksa. V'asarasa mihacha, that learned the sources from here. Milo sase kom lacha, don't do any lacha. We're doing muksa now Thursday night in Smichas Chaver. We all know it's derabanan. It's not deraisa, but the Gemara here says it's deraisa. Now, of course, we're going to reject this with a couple of rejections, but this is a fascinating havamina. There's Rashi, to I recall, Rashi in the Maseches Beitza, which seems to call muksa deraisa as well. It's all based on this havamina. Rav Rosenzweig, many years ago in Shir, said, in this havamina, where would it fall under? Which category? Which malach would it possibly fall under? He felt it would fall under the makam patish. Makam patish, according to Yushalmi, it's a very generic type of malacha. Anything that has no place, you put a makam patish. It's a very generic type of a malacha. That was all the havamina, but we're going to see very shortly the Gemara is going to reject this. So, how's the Gemara reject it? So, we're going to go into the next daf just a little bit. We have plenty of time. We're quite early. The Gemara says, Amarle, v'ha'at, who damis by mine mirav chista? Weren't you one who asked the question from Rav Chista? Amila others say by mine mirav huna. Hevi se ma'afar v'shachtu tamid b'yamtimau. If a person brings a seh from the areas of outside, a muks area, that it wasn't your animal, wasn't your pet, somehow in the unowned animals, and you shacht it as a carbon tamid on yamtiv, what's the din? So the Gemara says, v'at amrislan, your response was, Allah, based on the pasuk, that reads, I'm reading the pasuk first in Yechezkel, v'seh achas minatzon minamasayim mimashke yisrael lemincha l'ola ulishamim. The Gemara is going to darshan each word here, that what qualifies and what doesn't qualify for a carbon tamid. So Gemara says, seh, in the pasuk in Yechezkel, seh v'lo ha-bechor. The bechor doesn't work. You can't use a bechor that was set aside, a bechor behema Torah, is set aside to be brought as a carbon. You give the bechor, firstborn animal, to the kohen. It's as a carbon. You can't use that bechor for the carbon as well, for the carbon tamid. Can't be. So, seh v'lo ha-bechor. Number two, we learn. It says in the pasuk, achas, one, v'lo meiser. If you take meiser behema, you have your animals, you count every tenth the sheep. So that's ma'is behema. That's a carbon that you bring as the farmer. That ma'is behema cannot be used as the carbon tamid. Achas, as opposed to that which comes from ma'iser. Next, minatzon. Minatzon is whenever the word min is used, min is coming to exclude only from some of them, not all types of tzon. So which type of tzon, which type of sheep can't be used? Well, apalgus. Apalgus is an animal, a sheep, that, or a ram, or whatever the animals are, that has it somewhere in between stages. It's not a young one, it's not an old one, it's like transitioning, like going through puberty, if you will. It's somewhere in between. It's not an older one, it's not a ram, it's not a kevesh, nor a kevesh, it's not a kevesh or an aisle. It's somewhere in between. So that's excluded as well. And going on to Daf Mem Ches now, Minamasayim, so this, Rashi points out, this is not going on the type of animal, but it's going back to, actually on the Nechasim, the Yayin, the wine that's used for the Nisach HaYayin. So Minamasayim, Mimosar, Shtei Maos, Shenishtaru Babur, Mikan La'arla, Shibetela B'masayim. So this is a bit of an interesting drasha here, that if you have, let's say, Arla, wine that fell into Arla, just to remind yourselves, is the first 3 years of any fruit tree, so that is subject to Arla, you can't eat it. So if Arla falls into a pile of chulin, which is 200 times, you have a huge vat of wine, and a little bit of Arla falls in, if there's 200 to 1, it's a batel. So that's based on this drasha in Yechezkel, minamasayim from the 200, that you can be bittel 200 of Arla. That's the drasha, fine. And then the Gemara says, mimashke Yisrael, mashke Yisrael, that which a yid could drink, could eat, so if you have tevel, you have wine that you didn't separate, chumas and meiser, it's called tevel, which means you can't eat it until you separate. So tevel is pasul from being used for the yain, for the nisach yain. So that's the long drasha. So now the Gemara says, what's the relevance to us? What has to do with muksa? Yachol lo yavi min muksa. One might think you can't bring an animal that's a muksa that a person had set aside and didn't plan to use. That might be disqualified as well from a carbon. So Amris, ma tevel miyuchad shiisure gufo garimlo, af kol shiisure gufo garimlo. The only type of iser, something like tevel. Tevel is intrinsically usser. It's tevel. As opposed to this case, yatsa muksa, shin iser gufo garimlo, el iser davar achar garimlo. What that means is, the animal itself isn't intrinsically usher. It's only usher because it's Shabbos today. Shabbos is external to the animal. Shabbos says that this animal's muksa today, but tomorrow it's not usher. Something intrinsically usher is tevel. Tevel is intrinsically usher. So the Gemara says only tevel, which is intrinsically usher, that in itself is gorim lo, she iser gufahu, that's disqualified from a carbon, but something that's muksa, that davar acher gorim lo, something external caused it to be usher, that's actually acceptable. So you can use muksa for a carbon tamid. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Amris is a muksa deraisa. If we were to say, like we just posited before, that muksa is din deraisa, mali is a gufa, mali is a davracha. We don't care whether it's caused intrinsically, whether it's a cause or something externally, a muksa is deraisa and should be disqualified across the board. So, unclear how to really view this, but just make a suggestion. It sounds like, according to some, the summary show actually hold this, I think it's in the Sivas actually says this, that by definition, an iser midirbanan is external to the chefta. But nisa deraisa is intrinsic. That which is asur min haTorah, machals asuros that are asur min haTorah, are intrinsically asur. Nevela, treif, ganasha, those are intrinsically, it's iser b'chefta. When chachamim institute an iser, that's external. You can't change the item. If a chacham say basar and rather oaf and chalver asur, iser midarbanan, that's not intrinsically asur, that's external to it. That's davar acher gormel. That they created a separate iser. But if muks is deraisa, you can't distinguish between davar acher or gufo. It's all gufo. It's all intrinsically usher. So the fact that the Gemara says muks is davar acher gormlo implies that it's not intrinsic, which then dictates it's not iser deraisa. That's question one. And question two, and we'll leave off with this question. The Gemara says, the ode, we're two wide lines down now in Daf Memches, Atu da'amris, you said chilik malachas l'shabbos vein chilik malachas yomtiv. That there's a concept of chilik malachas. If a guy violates 39 different malachas on Shabbos, he could be subject to 39 sets of lashes. A charish and zareya and bishul and bora and meraki. On yomtiv, however, we hold there's no chilik malachas on yomtiv. A guy could violate all 39 and only not 39 malachas on yomtiv. Whatever, how many you could violate on yomtiv, whatever they are, and you could be subject to only one set of malachas. So now, according to what we're suggesting right now, one isra, back to the list. We had five isurim for cooking gid and asha on yontif, on with chalav. So one already is bishul yontif. Now we're throwing a muks as a second one. That's going to be subsumed under bishul. We can only do one set of malachas for all the isurim. So even if you do agree that muks is a violation of yontif, it won't generate a separate set of malachas, and therefore we cannot substitute havar for muksa. So what will we substitute for? We'll leave it for tomorrow. So let's quickly review. We start off by saying in the beginning about this concept of Tzorchei Shabbos being cooked or baked in Yontif. So we spoke about Lechem Apanim, 9, 10, or 11 days, Yontif, 2 Yontif Rosh Hashanah. And we said a Shvus Krov is Mutter. To Yontif, to Shabbos is allowed, but Yontif to a Shabbos a week later, that's Shvus Rochoka, that's not allowed. Then we discussed the concept of Shtei Lechem, 2 days or 3 days, and that too, although normally you can cook on Yontif for Yontif, but when it comes to Tzarchei Gavoa, that's only Lachem, Lola Gavoa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel felt, no, even Lachem, Lola Gavoa is Mutter, it's Lachem, Lola Nochem, would not be allowed on Yontif. Then we had the whole case of the 8 different laws. When a guy plows through the field, it's Yontif, it's Shemitah, it's climb, and so on and so forth. Why don't we say, hole, it's Roy, the Kisadam, we discussed, no, it's where the dirt is not Roy, either it's rocks or it's boulders. In the end, we said, it's talking about where the ground is very, very clumpy, can't be used for Afri Tichach, and no issue of Hoyel, that's Roy for Kisadam. Then we discussed about being Vasha, Giranasha, Bechal, Biyamtif, and so on, 5 different Yisurim, 3 cooking, 2 related to eating, and we discussed Muksa perhaps being in Deraisa, and we rejected for 2 different reasons why Muksa is either not Deraisa, or even if it is Deraisa, it wouldn't fit into the Braisa because of Ein Chilik Milachos on Yantif. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.